out and about in Western agriculture. El Niño reports didn't live up to their hype, but that was partly due to the lack of comparisons. Early forecasts of El Niño weather activity showed the possibility of strong weather systems rolling through the state during the winter months. These types of systems in the past had brought precipitation to the central and mainly southern areas. However, that didn't happen this time around. Janine Jones with the Department of Water Resources says it's hard to predict the strength of those weather patterns, mainly because of the lack of comparison.
Correct. And what it really shows is not only is it very difficult to predict precipitation on seasonal timescales, but also we have a very small statistical sample set to work from. Depending on how you want to classify a big El Niño, there are only 3 to 6 or 7 larger El Niños in our measured historical record, and that's a very small number to be making a big bet on.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.